Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we talk with forensic analyst Ira Victor. He has some stuff that will scare the pants off you. Plus, on the Power Pundit panel today, Howard Rosenberg, Mike Hillaby, and Trey Abney. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
You want to know why I'm going to support you?
Yes, I do.
Because you're the best one of the lot. The thing that I've always admired about you, Marcia, is you have wonderful listening skills. You treat people with courtesy. You don't make a decision without finding out all the facts. And you're probably the only candidate for mayor that has ever read the city charter, which, as you know, is bizarre.
Bizarre.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The cowboy cinched up his grip and nodded his head.
What happened next, Popsy?
He rode and swayed, but stayed on his horse.
Rodeo, it's a family affair, June 19th through the 28th. Get your tickets today, renorodeo.com.
I love you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program after a too long absence, Ira Victor. He's a forensic analyst with Data Clone Labs. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Good to be here, Sam.
All right, so let's start out with, there's currently an attack going on iPhones.
Yeah, the iPhones and iPads. Some group of cyber criminals has gotten a hold of a way to lock people out of their iPhones and iPads. And if you get this attack, a message will come up on your screen demanding a ransom notice in order to get to your data. And this is a class of attacks that we call ransomware. It holds your own data ransom. Don't pay the fee. And this, some ransomware you sometimes need to. In this case, you don't. Go to the Apple store. They'll help you unlock your device. It's also good to keep in mind that when you put information on any digital device, to have a good backup of it. In worst case scenario, you'll have to wipe the device and start again, but you will ultimately get access to it. But it is scary when someone says, hey, I'm holding your data hostage, and if you don't pay me, you don't get your data.
Okay, now, if you're backed up on your computer, your PC, with your iPhone or iPad, and you're also backed up to the Apple Cloud, is that enough protection?
So this attack is evolving. The latest news is that the attackers have not gotten into iCloud. Apple actually has recently released some information saying that the iCloud has not been breached. So the information we have right now is that if you've got your data in the iCloud, it should be safe. But it's a good idea to have belts and suspenders back your data up onto a PC or a Mac so that you've got a copy of it on your computer.
I'm sorry, belts and suspenders.
Belts and suspenders.
What does that mean?
So you don't want to have a single point of failure, that if one means one way to get your backup fails, that then you're done. And the good thing is that storage is not expensive, and so it pays to just store your data, keep it safe, but store your data and have another copy of it. Don't just have it in one or two places.
Okay, so I've got a hard drive, a mighty big 2 terabyte hard drive that backs up my computer. Does that help?
Correct. And then if you've got, usually people have an iCloud account, they can back up their data to the iCloud. If you're concerned about privacy, and many people are, you can back up your iPhone or iPad to your computer and then back up your computer to another location, and now you've got two copies of your data.
Okay, in reality, do we at this point in time have any expectation of privacy in this country? If you own a smartphone, PC, whatever.
It's a very good question. It's not binary. It's not no privacy versus all privacy. It is gradations. And if you care more about your privacy, as I do, what you can do is you can take steps to make your life more private. And one of the areas that people don't think about, when I talk to people about privacy, they say, well, look, what do I want to hide from someone? So I went to the store and I bought this. I surf on the web and I look at that information. Why should I care? Well, more and more litigation is being wrapped around the data that is on computers and smartphones and tablets and your online habits and even your shopping card. We have litigation around the information on your club card when you go shopping.
In what way?
Well, so this...
That you didn't buy a ham sandwich instead of buying a box of Cheerios?
Well, no, there's one case that had to do with child custody. And one of the pieces of information in the child custody battle was the amount of alcohol that one parent was buying at the supermarket. And there was a lot of money. As it turned out, that parent was buying a nice bottle of expensive wine, which, you know, it's something that someone might want to choose to do with their money, buy a nice bottle of wine to have with their dinner. But then it taken out of context, they can say, wow, this parent is spending all this money on alcohol. And that was tracked through the club card spending.
It's interesting. You know, we get very concerned about the NSA and their spying scandals, blown up by the media, of course. But on the other hand, you have people with their smartphones and their GPS turned on, and they can be tracked everywhere.
That's right. So I think both of them are of concern. The information that the government gets can be used against you by lots of agencies in the government. And the information in the private sector can be used against you by private litigation or by the government. So the government is buying these databases too. So you've got the NSA collecting a lot of information wholesale, and you've got private entities collecting a lot of information wholesale. And you, once they have that information, it's out of your hands. You'll never know when it comes to bite you until it is too late.
And, you know, and that's particularly scary. You know, one of the things that was astonishing, I read an article in the New York Times about a couple of months ago about this woman who was looking at a pair of shoes, thinking of going to a wedding and thinking about buying this pair of shoes. And then all of a sudden, she realized that almost every webpage she was looking at featured this pair of shoes. And it went on for about a year and a half. And she finally threw up her hands in this article and said, you know what, the wedding was, you know, over a year ago. I'm not buying this pair of shoes. But that's exactly what happens. I noticed I was shopping for an item, and all of a sudden now I am hit constantly with this.
It's worse than that. What's happening, Sam, is that information is getting collected in a database that profiles you. So now it looks at your zip code, your income, your race, your age, your online shopping habits, your physical shopping habits if you use club cards. And then it profiles you. And so then when someone wants to, let's say, offer discount car insurance, they might say, well, Sam Shad does some things that we are worried about that might be riskier. We're not going to offer him that discounted advertising on insurance. And they may look at me, and I have a different profile, and they'll say, oh, we're going to send an advertisement to Ira because he fits a profile that we think that we could offer a lower cost insurance without even really rating you on the things that you normally would be rated on. So they're profiling people and sending them different offers and different price points based upon the information that may have no direct relation to who you are. It may be garbage data mixed in there.
Stick around, folks. More with Ira Victor when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
You want to know why I'm going to support you?
Yes, I do.
Because you're the best one of the lot. The thing that I've always admired about you, Marcia, is you have wonderful listening skills. You treat people with courtesy. You don't make a decision without finding out all the facts. And you're probably the only candidate for mayor that has ever read the city charter, which, as you know, is bizarre.
Bizarre.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with forensic analyst Ira Victor. Okay, so you've scared the pants off all of us with, you know, I mean, the shopping carts, you know, were scary enough. It used to be that the cable companies were talking probably 15, 20 years ago about being able to segregate zip codes to be able to target different commercials to different people. But what you're describing is that's already been bypassed dramatically. So what do we want to protect ourselves from this, or is it okay? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, there are a lot of people that are pushing an idea that you are allowed to control your own information. So there are different proposals, but the general thrust of them is that you should be able to corral your own data, and that if someone wants access to you and your data, they should pay a micropayment to you.
And that's happening big time in lawsuits in Europe right now.
Correct. That's part of the thinking in Europe. So this is an evolving area of public policy. How should you be able to control your own data? From a practical standpoint, what we can do today, what I recommend people do, is take steps, reasonable steps, to limit the amount of information that these data entities can gather about you until this issue about who owns what parts of your data is settled.
Okay. Now, credit rating agencies are notorious. 60 Minutes did a huge piece a couple of months ago about the fact that, A, when you pay money to get your credit score and your credit report, that isn't the same one that the banks get or the car dealers get. It's completely different, and it doesn't contain all the information. And people, when there's bad information there, it takes years and lots of attorneys if you can ever get it changed. So how are we going to get things changed, do you believe, when this is so much more intrusive?
So I think there needs to, I'm not someone who's in favor of litigating over everything, but I think some litigation needs to hit the credit agencies. One is for deceitfulness when you're saying it's my credit report. Also, a lot of the credit agencies have given to cyber criminals the detailed version of the report. The cyber criminals pose as a legitimate company. The credit agency salesperson says, wow, great, we've got a great new customer. And they just turn over the records right to the cyber criminals. So that whole area of the credit rating agencies, and it's tied in with these data gathering companies. These are called big data companies. That whole area needs to be probed in terms of what their practices and policies are. And when people are injured, there should be lawsuits against them because they are hurting people.
That, you know, I'd never thought about that. But, yeah, that's a stunning piece of information there because, you know, what looks like a legitimate business wants to be a client of these giant credit rating agencies. And now they have everything. They have your Social Security number. They have all your credit card numbers.
Yeah, I mean, why bother taking the time to break into your computer? They just go to one of the credit rating agencies and buy thousands, tens of thousands of these names and data packages on them.
And there's no responsibility, liability on behalf of the credit rating agencies?
Well, so a lot of these stories don't all get out there. And so that's a matter of, you know, that we need more transparency. This is, again, going back to the effort to have more transparency around your own data. So you can be in charge of your own data, and when someone wants it, there's a mechanism for you to approve it, get some financial payment for it, and then you could say, well, I don't know this company. This company wants my information. I'm not going to turn it over for any price because I don't approve.
What about Congress? I mean, you know, when you look at the average age of a congressman, I would say probably 50-60% of them are north of 60 years of age. Are they prepared to deal with this kind of situation through legislation?
So,
do they even understand it?
I don't think so.
I remember the chairman going, a series of tubes was how he described the internet.
Yes, that was Senator Ted Stevens,
right,
from Alaska.
Right.
And has he described the internet? And I think that we need to look to Congress as the caboose of the issue, not as the engine driving change. They will always follow what the rest of them, what the market is pushing, and what the consumers want.
Okay. Now, when you're looking at the major companies, the Googles, you know, companies like this, what do they want out of this? Because it seems that all they want is more and more information.
So Google is one of the big data companies gathering all this data. The good news is that there are smaller companies nipping at their heels with a privacy approach. So most of Google's business still, their revenue, comes from data mining this information, selling advertising against it, their search engine business. There are a number of new upstarts. One, for example, DuckDuckGo.com is a search engine that says right on their main page, we don't track you. Yes, they serve ads, but they serve ads just based upon your query. So if you do a query looking for baseball caps, someone who's selling baseball caps could put an ad next to that. But they're not referencing, oh, this is Sam Shad. He wants this information. We're going to send him this ad. And so one of the best things that we can do is vote with our dollars. Go to the more privacy-oriented companies. Give them our business. That sends a message to the companies that are less concerned about our privacy.
But then that comes into a whole, you know, America is in love with branding. Hey, can you stick around for another program?
Yes, I can.
We'd love it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
You want to know why I'm going to support you?
Yes, I do.
Because you're the best one of the lot. The thing that I've always admired about you, Marcia, is you have wonderful listening skills. You treat people with courtesy. You don't make a decision without finding out all the facts. And you're probably the only candidate for mayor that has ever read the city charter, which, as you know, is bizarre.
Bizarre.
Thinking of selling your home? See Marshall Realty for short sales, rentals, and regular sales.
No matter what your needs are, we have options for you. Adding value to homeowners is what we do. Call 473-1055.
We've got some great new high-end carpets at Washburn, but we've also received brand new mid-priced and inexpensive carpet. With advancements in technology, the new yarns are stronger, more resilient, and more stain-resistant. This applies to every carpet we sell. Come to Washburn and choose from our big in-stock selection or our special order samples. You'll find the perfect carpet for your taste and budget. We always offer the lowest carpet prices every day. Plus, there are no hidden costs. So come to Washburn, where you'll find first quality carpet for less.
Dollar Loan Center's got you covered again. Your trusted name in lending for 15 years is now funding title loans. We lend more for your vehicle, and we guarantee to beat the rate of any competitor. No credit checks required, and you can always get a $2,500 signature loan in minutes. Apply at a Dollar Loan Center location or go to don'tbebroke.com for more info.
Thinking of selling your home? Want top dollar for your property?
With our aggressive marketing plans, our team is focused on your success. So call me today and find out why so many homeowners trust us.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Trey Abney is here, Director of Government Relations for the Chamber. Mike Hillaby, Director of Legislative Affairs with Kemfer Kroll. And Howard Rosenberg, UNR Professor of Art and Art Education. Pleasure to have you all here.
Good morning. Thank you.
Governance of university system. There's been a lot of discussion about that, and it's going through the legislature. Should we, in your opinion, look at a change in the way that we fund our universities?
Yes.
In what way?
We very definitely should. The funding formula now is based on completion and on a number of things that really a good teacher has very little control over. It is not my job to graduate you. It's your job to graduate you. I'm there to help and to give you every advantage that I possibly can. But each time we do something like what we do at the university, in the system, or even in the public schools, if a kid learns, it's because he's brilliant. If he doesn't learn, you're a lousy teacher. It's just that simple. And the blame is always placed where it will do the least possible damage to the kid. Today, our students need to learn responsibility. They need to understand that they're in charge of their lives, and they can do with them what they want within reason as they get older. But with the way we're funded now, we are encouraged to be sure that all students complete their classes.
And, you know, it brings up an interesting point because, you know, we've turned into a society in America where everybody gets a ribbon. There are no winners and losers, and that's something that has changed in the last 40 or 50 years.
It has. I mean, I got to agree with Howard. I think we've got to drive home that it's the responsibility of parents at the K-12 education and students to make decisions and get themselves out of school. But we do need some level of accountability. How do
sure.
we say, how much can we give you? It was an interesting discussion yesterday. I heard about financial aid and how much you give universities. And say, all right, we give you all this federal money in various forms and other kinds of public money. How are we going to rank or rate or do something? And that's very dangerous territory, but we have to say, What are we getting out of this before we hand you sort of a blank check?
Hold that thought, Howard. Go ahead, Trey.
Well, and then, you know, there's people that thought that, you know, do we need to start, when you're talking about public funding, do we need to start focusing more on those degrees that will get people to jobs that the state needs versus just a bunch of political science majors, of which I am one, and you know, all these other type of jobs, you know, do we need nurses and teachers and engineers and all these things? Should we focus on that? Very good discussion.
For those listening on the radio, Howard is at this point apoplectic.
No.
That never happens.
Don't pay attention to the smoke coming out of my ears. This is very simple. The university is not an employment agency. The university is the place where the jobs are thought up that don't exist today. So there's got to be some kind of a leveling influence. That's why community college was first established, so that there'd be that midpoint where the kid could decide, is this really what I want? So many of my students are at the university because they don't know where else to go. And that's a bloody nightmare for them.
You know, that to me is crazy. Coming from being raised in England.
You're old, Sam.
Where, you know, not everybody got to go to university. You know, a lot of people had to make a decision around age, originally 15, then 16, mm-hmm. of whether they were going to go into some kind of trade or whether they were going to go into university.
That's a naughty word. Trade. We don't talk in those terms. We are college and career ready. In the public school system, do you know the difference between a job and a career? It's very simple. In a career, you can advance. In a job, you can't. Excuse me? Really?
This
is true?
Part of the problem, I think, Howard stood on for a number of decades. We've said this all has to be about college, and we should prepare every kid that wants to go to college, have them an opportunity for K-12, but to give up the idea of trade education and other kinds of things. So as Howard said, when you graduate from college, you shouldn't, or graduate from high school, you shouldn't be saying, I'm going to go to college because I don't know what else to do. Have we prepared you for other things? Right. And then to get to college, and we've done things partly to balance the budget, but with differential tuition, and you can certainly address trades. All right, we've got, we have career options that we think may be more valuable. That's one tuition level. If you want to do something that's more expensive and more research related and isn't a priority, you could do that with differential tuition. Yeah. That may not be a good idea, but you could certainly do it. We have differential tuition in nursing and engineering and other programs now that have lower student teacher ratios, higher expenses to deliver those programs. You could target things and say, fine, like the Millennium Scholarship. You could do all sorts of things. Again, I'm not saying that's necessarily a good idea, a good policy, but you could direct kids and provide incentives to go into the jobs that we need right now.
Okay. Well, and you know, one of the main issues they're talking about now is whether the community college system should be under a separate governance structure than the Board of Regents and the universities. Mm-hmm. I think we should always talk about new ideas. Nobody's ever showed me why that would help the system instead
Look
of having
California.
It integrated like we do now.
Look at California.
Well, I think it's a question of money. I mean, you know, a certain pot that's at the state level, and they're looking for private enterprise and local government to pay.
Well, in some states, you know, I grew up mostly in Missouri, and we had a local property tax that supported the community college that served those surrounding counties, and they had a property tax. And, you know, interesting things
community
to talk about.
Community college does that in other states in the country. We talked about it when I was on the Board of Regents. One of the strengths of Nevada is that there is one Board of Regents, and the minute you get elected, the first thing that you learn is you are no longer from any district. You are the whole state, and you take care of all of our kids, wherever they happen to be in the system.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you, gentlemen. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
3 days only, tomorrow through Sunday, it's Old Stonehouse Gift and Garden Customer Appreciation Sale. Save 40% on everything with nothing held back. Thank you for your patronage. See you tomorrow for your savings at Old Stonehouse Gift and Garden, 3397 Pyramid Way in Sparks.
Attention! This weekend, it's the big event at More Furniture for Less. That's right, this weekend, every piece of furniture is on sale. Every living room, every dining room, and bedroom is marked at our guaranteed low price. Then take an extra $100, $200, $300, up to $500 off. A minimum of an extra 10% off everything. Plus a discount equal to sales tax, or get 0% financing till 2017. The big event. Everything is on sale all this weekend at More Furniture for Less.
News 4 is on your side. It's our mission.
It's our philosophy.
What would you say to the public? How safe should they feel?
It's our dedication to report the news that's important to you.
Why should the public have confidence in the school district?
We've got the county has actually put sandbags out
because you have the right to know.
Why'd you call us?
Well, you always seem to get problems taken care of.
News 4, we're on your side across northern Nevada and the Sierra.
Next, Dr. Phil, how much has she sent?
You're in love.
To a man she's never met.
It could add up to $100,000.
Not even close.
We had a grand total.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
Broadcast, watch Ira Victor in part two of our interview with him talking about computer security, City Councilman Dwight Ward talking about firefighters, and Ray Hager and Derek Peterson talking pop. See you next time.